This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and a powerful official herself, said on Tuesday South Korea and the United States will face even greater security threats for going ahead with the scheduled joint military drills this week. The Yonhap News Agency reported Monday South Korea and the United States began preliminary military drills on Tuesday. They are going ahead despite nuclear-armed North Korea's recent warnings. The exercises would set back progress in improving inter-Korean relations. The United States has around 28,000 troops in South Korea as a legacy of the 1950s Korean War, which did not end in a peace deal, leaving the peninsula in a technical state of war. Joint military exercises have been scaled back in recent years to help with talks aimed at dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs in return for U.S. sanctions relief. But recent negotiations collapsed in 2019. The United States says it is up to Afghanistan's security forces to defend their country after Taliban militants captured a sixth provincial capital on Monday, along with border towns and trade routes. President Joe Biden has said the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will end at the end of this month, arguing the Afghan people must decide their own future and that he would not add another generation of Americans to the 20-year-old war. The Taliban have stepped up their campaign to defeat the government as foreign forces withdraw. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said Monday the United States is deeply concerned about the trend, but that Afghan security forces have the capability to fight the insurgent group. This is VOA News. Greece's prime minister apologized Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires that have burned across the country for the past week. Many parts of Greece are burning for a seventh day. The biggest blaze is on Evia, the second biggest Greek island, located just off the mainland east of Athens. More than 500 fires have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people. And there has been growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. The prime minister went on television late Monday to make a public apology, and he promised mistakes would be identified and fixed. Fires broke out last week during Greece's worst heat wave in three decades. The United States, Britain, and Canada rolled out new sanctions on Belarus on Monday. It was the one-year anniversary of the start of protests in the Eastern European country against elections that were widely seen as fraudulent. Since that time, Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has taken harsh action against peaceful demonstrators and political opponents. In a statement, President Biden said, quote, "Rather than respect the clear will of the Belarusian people, the Lukashenko regime perpetrated election fraud, followed by a brutal campaign of repression to stifle dissent." Biden added that Lukashenko has detained thousands of peaceful protesters and imprisoned more than 500 activists, civil society leaders, and journalists as political prisoners. He mentioned in particular the diversion of an international flight to land in Minsk, where a Belarusian journalist was removed from the flight and arrested. Biden said, quote, "The actions of the Lukashenko regime are an illegitimate effort to hold on to power at any price." The sanctions target the construction, energy, potash, and tobacco industries of Minsk, which the U.S. Treasury Department described as the wallets of the Lukashenko government. The U.S. military will start requiring service members to receive a COVID-19 vaccine by the middle of September, anticipating full regulatory approval of a vaccine by then. In a memo to service members, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he would seek President Joe Biden's approval to make the vaccines mandatory no later than mid-September or as soon as the U.S. Food and Drug Administration gives final approval to the Pfizer vaccine, whichever comes first, he said. The announcement comes a week and a half after Biden set new rules requiring federal workers to provide proof of vaccination or face regular testing. The FDA is expected to give full regulatory approval to the Pfizer vaccine by next month. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.